This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Lynn Fitzgerald, LYNNFITZGERALD, date of birth 12/04/1955, date of appointment October 2, 2025, requesting physician Randy Salmon, RANDYSALMON. Dear Randy Salmon, I have the pleasure of seeing Lynn Fitzgerald today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who on August 21st, 2025, driving the car, another car came and hit the car on the driver's side. Her head hit the car door with the left occipital region. Patient does not remember what happened. She stopped the car herself, went by ambulance to the Nathan Latour Hospital where CT of the head and CT of the C spine were done, and it was okay. She was having bruises on the both hand. She will go for physical therapy. Presently, right side of the neck always hurt, and now left side is also hurting. She is having headache which is mild, sometime on the left side, sometime on the right side, top of the head also. It is pressure like no nausea, no vomiting, no photophobia, no phonophobia. Now no new dizziness. Knees are having pain. Left knee collapses on her. Hand bruises and swelling went away. Hands are weak and painful. No numbness. Trouble walking. She is having ongoing memory issue. Walking with the cane due to balance issue. She cannot get MRI because of the old pacemaker wire and cannot have contrast due to the reaction. Past medical history, endometrial cancer, myelocytic leukemia, status for bone marrow transplant, history of arrhythmia, status for subluxation 2 times, pacemaker, COPD, hyperkalemia, history of motor vehicle accident before, neuropathy, balance problem, foot drop. Uterine cancer. Past surgical history, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, bone marrow transplant, pacemaker, ablation 2 times. Two hip replacement. Allergy to contrast dye. Prednisone, Benadryl, medication metoprolol, apixaban. fosfovastatin, rizovastatin, albuterol, furosemide, lorazepam, farcica, socialist drinks, rarely smoke cigarette once in a week. She's retired, she's divorced, lives alone, have two children. Family is tea, mother deceased due to multiple cancer, father deceased, Alzheimer's disease, four sisters. One has aggressive metastatic breast cancer. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, trouble walking, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 90 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, neurophysia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, post-concussion syndrome. Number two, headache. Number three, neck pain. Number four, vertigo and dizziness. Number five, memory loss. Number six, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number seven, peripheral neuropathy. Number eight, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. I offered the medication imipenem, but she is not ready for that. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.